In the pretend world of video games, like Halo, humans battling aliens can sustain life-threatening wounds. That's when you reach into your first aid kit and inject yourself with a material called biofoam. Upon contact, this foam stops bleeding and keeps organs intact. Sounds impossible, right? Not for a Watertown biomedical company working on a real-life version of biofoam.
We talked to the medics a lot, and they talk about things like stuffing dirt up into wounds, just anything they can think of to try and stabilize the patient.
Duke Collier is in the business of buying time. His company, Arsenal Medical, has received a $15.5 million grant from the Department of Defense's Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, to develop an injectable foam that would be used in the battlefield to stop internal bleeding in the abdominal cavity. Collier's business partner is Upma Sharma.
Liver injuries, gunshots to the liver are quite common, and right now there's nothing you can do.
Which means too many soldiers are bleeding to death from an injury that is easily fixable if they reach a surgeon sooner or have some kind of intervention to stop the bleeding. Just ask David King.
The most frustrating thing is when you operate on those patients and you realize that the injury they have is easily surgically correctable and you correct it. But they've just been down too long already, and there's no way to bring them back.
King is a trauma surgeon at Mass General Hospital and the U.S. Army. He's worked in various emergency care conditions in Iraq and Afghanistan, from a sprawling military hospital in Baghdad to a small mobile surgical unit in the middle of the desert. But regardless of how sophisticated or austere the hospital setting, King says a key factor in a soldier's survivability is time. That's where Arsenal's injectable foam comes in.
In the case of the polymer, it's trying to convert those potentially salvageable deaths into survivors so they can arrive alive to a surgeon, so they have a chance at getting their injury fixed. Surgeons, particularly combat surgeons, have been looking for this kind of solution for a long time.
King is advising the team at Arsenal Medical on the conditions they need to consider. The foam injector has to be small, portable, and fit in an Army medic's kit. It has to withstand extreme temperatures and be easy to use. So easy that the medic doesn't have to think too hard about assembling the device in the middle of combat, right before he injects it into the wounded soldier's belly button. That's right, the belly button.
We're going to go into the body at a single place every time. But the wound could be anywhere in the abdomen.
Duke Collier of Arsenal Medical.
It's a very fancy caulking gun at one level.
Here's how it works. Two solutions are separated in what looks like a double-barreled caulking gun. The solutions mix when injected, and once the foam is inside, it expands inside the entire abdominal cavity and solidifies to a consistency that resembles a mattress foam topper. This blocks any blood from seeping out from the injury, potentially buying a soldier an hour, maybe even 3 hours, until he or she is transported to a field hospital for surgery. But unlike the biofoam in the Halo video game, it's not meant to stay inside forever. After all, it's a polymer and has to be removed.
So you create an incision and then remove the foam.
Upma Sharma of Arsenal.
And that incision is going to be required anyway because of whatever repair you have to do for the person because of the severe injury. So, and the foam comes out as a single piece. We compare the adhesion to a post-it note. It comes right out.
So who on the Arsenal team is testing the foam out? Pigs. At MGH's Knight Surgical Research Lab, Arsenal is using pigs because they are similar in size to humans. And the results have been good, with a high survivability rate of 75% to 80%. Arsenal's next step is to begin discussions with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Hopefully, Duke Collier says, within the next few months.
Obviously, the Army feels enormous pressure to get this into the hands of medics, but the Army also feels enormous pressure to do it in a responsible way.
Once the foam is in the kits of military medics, the next step is to place it in the hands of paramedics and first responders in our neighborhoods. A far-reaching goal for now, but not far-fetched. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.